Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. And of course, find the podcast on fmr.co.za. I think the Volvo EX30 is my outright favorite compact SUV and definitely my favorite electric car, period. And I don't pontificate about it lightly. For a start, the design. This is one gorgeously understated electric. Modern, yes, but never garish. The exterior styling is subtle yet unapologetic with a heavy Nordic design hand present. In the flat grey of my test unit, it was a stunner. A particular highlight for me were the door mirrors. With no bulk, there is almost the appearance of a knife edge of the shroud surrounding the glass of the mirror itself. Getting to the interior, things get more conventional and less so. To the convention, a huge central infotainment screen come dashboard dominates. It looks like the usual iPad bolted to the dash kind of decision. It's also your only screen with nothing in front of the driver, no speedo, nothing. However, unlike the similarly packaged Mini Cooper I had on test recently, it is legible without diverting your eyes far at all. Somehow they get the ergonomics right where Mini failed. I would have preferred a heads-up display, but it certainly isn't needed where it is on the Mini. Controls are minimalistic with a left stalk for the indicators, lights and windscreen wiper controls, and the right stalk a gear control, aka Mercedes-Benz. There's no stop button. Stick it in D and you go, P and you get out, simple. The dash is dominated by three things. 1. Elegant simplicity. 2. Vertical air vents that have an elegant triumph of design. And 3. Something so obvious that now that it exists, it will probably pop up in all sorts of vehicles. The leading edge between the dash and the windscreen is a full-width soundbar. Genius. The central cubby has a button activated by software in the screen. Odd, but it works easily enough and drops down in a sort of James Bondish kind of way. Good sound too. On the downside, there is some ergonomic stuff I didn't love. While the volume and aircon controls are easily accessible in the screen and not badly buried, I prefer knob. None exists. The steering wheel has phenomenal controls, but no button to take or drop a call. The next feature I love are the door handles. Yes, door handles. They are sculptural matte metal masterpieces of minimalist design, yet are ergonomic perfection too. Another odd one, the central window controls have only 2 up and down buttons. To do the rear, you press a button marked back, and now the second function of the front button serves the rear. Odd, quirky, but it works. The materials are first rate, and it claims to be the lowest carbon footprint ever from Volvo, and it feels uber executive. The front bonnet houses additional storage for a tote bag or two. As this is a Volvo, you get all the driving assist stuff, safety stuff. It's all there and it is phenomenal. And of course the cameras and things like that. The real kicker though is the drivetrain and suspension. I had the twin motor all-wheel drive at 1.119. So that's 1.1 million rand plus a little bit, producing 315 kilowatts and 543 newton meters. And that's good for 0 to 100 in 3.6 seconds. While it offers 460 kilometers of theoretical range and a consumption of 18 kilowatts per 100 Ks. Now, I see the high 300s of range, which is unbelievable because the acceleration of this is addictive and phenomenal and in supercar territory. It is weird getting to 100 this fast with no fuss or noise or drama at all. Just a push. Well, make that a shove it in your back. The NVH is exceptional, one of the quietest cars I've tested, period. Road holding is sublime, with this feeling the most nimble and live of any electric car I have tested so far. While the base model EX30 will only set you back 835,000 Rand, you do have to knock 100 kilometers off your range, but you still get a respectable 0 to 100 time of 5.7 seconds. Considering the range handicap and the performance, I'd pick the fully spec'd one, and you get things like panoramic moonroofs and all sorts of things, which are darkened and didn't make the car hot. But that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, or you can find me on @DavidDondi. My social media channels, that's DavidDondi, and the podcast on fmr.co.za.